right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Big wedding over the weekend. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger got married at the San Ysidro Ranch in Montecito, California. Not much on celebrity guests, however. Maria Shriver and Arnold, of course, were there.
I walked them down the aisle. It was very nice.
No, it was very sweet. It really was.
I had to
get
a tuxedo in my shirt. You know, my neck size is like a 20. So as I get older, though, I shrink. It used to be bigger, but I walked it down the aisle.
And you and Maria still get along okay?
Oh, yes, we do. We dance.
Aw. I love that break. That makes me very,
she's a very nice woman. She understands me now.
Yes, true. That's your love child is like 20 now, I think. 19 or 20, man. Hey, Darius Rucker. He is ticked off at Tom Hanks. Now, Tom Hanks was one of the producers of the CNN series, The 90s. They did the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Well, The 90s, Darius is mad because the show made no mention of the cracked rear view album that Hootie and the Blowfish did.
Oh.
And he told the New York Times, how the F can you do a show about 90s music and not mention cracked rear view? F Tom Hanks. He's mad.
Whoa.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
I don't know
Hanks
if you want to say that, as mad as you might be.
Yes, I know.
Maybe
it.
In private you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, he told the New York Times just flat out he was really mad at that. And I mean, I get it, but wow. And Tom Hanks hasn't said anything, you know, yet. I mean, he's a good guy. I don't know that he'll get too bent out of shape. But why do I think when they show those again, they might do something with Hootie and the Blowfish?
I mean, for all we know, Tom Hanks could probably be thinking, we left that out?
Yeah. He could be. Sure.
Wow.
Or
sure.
Tom Hanks could be the next producer of the Hootie and the Blowfish documentary.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. Let me mention it to you.
Yeah. You know, when you have that kind of money, you can do whatever you want. What do you want? You want to do a movie?
Aren't they here this month?
Darius. Yes, they are. 22nd.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, with Bare Naked Ladies. It's going to be a good show. And she wrapped things up Saturday night. Celine Dion played her final show of her 16-year Las Vegas residency, almost 1,200 shows at Caesars Palace. She honored her late husband, Renee, brought her kids up on stage. She also, and we'll play a little bit for you coming up here shortly, she debuted a new song. It's called Flying on My Own. I actually really like this song.
What?
And you know I'm not a huge fan of hers.
I know. That's why I'm shocked.
Shocked. I know. I like it. We'll see what you guys think in a bit. That, for now, is my painfully deep take.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.